ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो इन कठोपनिषत् कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये कठोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये तृतीयावल्यां षोडशः मन्त्रः, इसमें 16th मंत्र। सो हियर सब्जेक्ट मैटर गोइंग टू सी इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट बिकॉज वी नो द वेरी मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड उपनिषद। उपनिषद इज ब्रह्म विद्या। दिस यू अंडरस्टूड वेरी क्लियरली बिफोर स्टडिंग एनी उपनिषद एज एन इंट्रोडक्शन। वी अंडरस्टूड द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड उपनिषद मीन्स ब्रह्म विद्या। So, why it's called Brahma Vidya? When the main subject matter is Brahma Vidya. Subject matter is Brahma Vidya. The very purpose, the very aim of studying the Upanishad as a means of knowledge is to attain the knowledge of the absolute reality. So, Brahma Jnana Praptyarthameva Upanishadam Adhyayanam. उपनिषदाम अध्ययनम ब्रह्मज्ञान प्राप्त्यर्थमेव। अटेनमेंट ऑफ द नॉलेज ऑफ द रियलिटी इज द ओनली एम ऑफ स्टडीइंग द उपनिषद। अगेन दिस रियलिटी इज अटेंड एज वन ओन स्वरूपम इन टर्म्स ऑफ नॉलेज, वन ओन एसेंशियल नेचर। सो वंस वी अटेंड दिस knowledge of the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own essential nature, in the wake of the knowledge, effortlessly I sense resolves in the very truth. There's a cognitive resolution of the I sense in the truth happens. Even the entity of the universe becomes resolved in the reality, because for the I and for this, the only source of existence is this absolute reality. So relatively this duality is aham idam, duality is there which is relatively real, but absolutely what is only non-dual reality. So, Upanishad helps us to have another perspective. We are able to see, understand, experience, enjoy only what is relatively real. Our pramanams are only capable of revealing us what is relatively real. Upanishad pramanam takes us to a different standpoint. And from that standpoint, it helps us see what is absolutely real. That is why Upanishad is revered, because it reveals something which cannot be known through any pramana. So Upanishad serves as means of the attainment of the absolute knowledge of the absolute reality. This is the uniform, the only uniformly the only aim of all the Upanishads. So in Kathopanishad also, the aim being the same, the teaching, the main teaching of the Upanishad is over with the previous mantra, the 15th mantra. But the 16th mantra, Upanishad still wants to continue to present the teaching, even though the main subject matter is over, because Upanishad does not want to leave without giving importance to the subject matter of karma, upasana, khandhas also. This Pujya Swamiji's teachings, that in Pujya Swamiji's teaching, always the entire Veda is presented as a Pramana Granthaha. Even though we do not study karma, upasana, khandhas, we never disrespect the karma, upasana, khandhas. Even though we study only Vedanta Shastram, we understand our subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram only. The Veda Shastram as a whole, as a complete text alone, serves as a means of knowledge. If we say only Vedanta Shastram is a Pramana Granthaha, karma upasana khandhas do not serve any purpose, if we think, then it is not right. It's called Ardhanga Nyaya. Ardhanga Nyaya means it is saying, you know, half of the body is alive, half of the body is dead. No. A half of the body can never be alive. The whole body must be alive or the whole body must be dead. Similarly, here, the entire Veda is the Pramana Shastra, Pramana Granthaha. How the Karma Upasana Khandhas serve as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, attainment of jnanam. Because Karma Upasana, the contents of the Karma Upasana Khandhas are supposed to contribute for mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Vedanta Shastram has to be effective, has to be beneficial, then one must be adequately mentally prepared. That preparedness required for the attainment of jnanam is taken care of by Karma Upasana Khandhas. Therefore, here, the 16th mantra, Upanishad discusses the topic of Saguna Brahma Upasanam. So, Ishvara Upasanam. What is the difference between Ishvara Upasanam and Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam? Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. So, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam is Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam Swaroopa Anusandhanam. Otherwise said to be Nididhyasanam. I'm using all different words. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam Swaroopa Anusandhanam. Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. Anyway, this Nididhyasanam is Nididhyasanam Eswa Swaroopa Anusandhanam. Swaroopa Anusandhanam. In this, Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam or Upasanam is a contemplation, which is a meditation in which one sees one's own Swaroopam. Swaroopa Anusandhanam. Continuously, constantly placing one's attention in one's own Swaroopam, which means the meditator's attention is on the Swaroopam of the meditator. The subject itself is the object of meditation. Therefore, the meditator meditated division, difference is not there. Subject-object duality is not there, which is contemplation. That's why we say contemplation is a meditation, because it's a mental activity. But meditation is not a contemplation, because in meditation, Saguna Brahma Upasanam. In fact, in giving a definition of Sadhguru meditation, it's always said, object of meditation must be only Ishvara. We can't focus on anything else. Only that is called Upasana. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha is Dhyanam. Is Upasana. And this meditation here, your attention is focused on something which stands for Ishvara, the whole which is inclusive of you, the meditator. There is something in front of you, other than you, which is a symbol. I'm not in front of you when I say anything and everything, anything, an object, which is a symbol of the whole, Ishvara. Ishvara means the whole. The whole is always inclusive of the meditator also, the individual also. So one focuses on attention on that something which stands for the whole. Therefore, what is focused on and the meditator is different from what is meditated upon. Therefore, in Saguna Brahma Upasam, there is meditator, meditated difference. And we all should remember, we all already know, many times we have heard, whether it is Saguna Brahma Upasanam involving division, subject-object division, or it is Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, Swasvarupa Anusandhanam, which doesn't involve the division, where there's no meditator, meditated difference is not there. Both are mental activities. The first meditations. Being mental activity, it's an action. So action means what? Any action is not meant for removing the ignorance. An action, mental activity also, whether physical, oral, mental activities are all for a given purpose. No activity can ever remove ignorance. Before the attainment of jnanam, meditation practiced Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Ishvara Upasanam, which is for mental preparedness. Antakarna Naishchalyartham. But meditation practiced after the attainment of jnanam, Dhyasanam, which is for assimilation, ascertainment of the teaching, which we have already understood. So, Dhyana Phalam, we understood. Now here, in the 16th mantra, we're going to understand, we are going to see the Saguna Brahma Upasana Phalam. Why Upasana presents here? Because in this Upanishad, Nachiketas asked for the knowledge. Mainly he asked for jnanam. But he's like, it's a second boon. He asked for the knowledge of the Upasana. So Lord Yama himself taught him out of, you know, more than what he asked for. The performance of a ritual and how to invoke a specific Agni, to perform a specific ritual. And he named that ritual also as Nachiketa Agnihi. Nachiketa Agnihi. Later, and even using that very fire, the fire specifically kindled for performing the Nachiketa Agni ritual, that fire itself is taken as an alambanam, a symbol to meditate upon Viradeshwara. So Viradeshwara Dhyanam, Virad Upasanam also was taught by Lord Yama. So Virad Upasanam, so Nachiketa Agni, the fire kindled for performing Nachiketa Agni ritual, is taken as an alambanam on which the Saguna Ishwara, Virad Ishwara, is meditated upon. This he taught in this Upanishad we saw earlier. If a person performs only a ritual, fire ritual alone, of course, the performance of fire ritual properly with the Shraddha also produces result. No ritual ever goes waste. But the benefit of the ritual will be limited. It can only take a person, can help a person reach the higher loka, Swargadi lokas, where one can enjoy the heavenly pleasures. But definitely that punyam, being a karma, being karma palam, is also time bound. The karma palam in the form of enjoyment of heavenly pleasure gets exhausted. So that pleasure, enjoyment of pleasure also comes to an end, that one has to leave the swarga. And because still ignorance is there, as I said, no karma, no upasam can remove the ignorance. So ignorance being there, one continues to be in samsara, one has to come back into this world. When you be born again, assuming a body, so in keeping with whatever parabdha one has in one's account, so again samsara continues. There's no permanent moksha here. If a person combines this performance of, combines the practice of upasana along with the practice of performance of rituals, then of course here not only kaikam vachikam karma are involved, of course a specific manasam karma is also involved, mental active mind is also specifically involved. See, in kaikam karma where the body is involved, vachikam karma, where the oral activity, verbal activity is involved, there definitely mind is involved. But in mental activity, it's a pure mental activity where the body and mind, body and speech are not involved. In kaikam, vachikam, karmas, in physical oral activities, mind must be there. In mental activity, body and speech are not involved. That's why upasanam is purely mental activity. So along with the kaikam vachika karmas involving the mind, when a purely mental activity upasanam also is combined, then it's called karma upasana samuchayaha. Samuchaya means combination. Combining or combination of the practice of meditation along with the performance of rituals. Then the phalam, the benefit must be much more, much definitely different. So this karma upasana samuchayaha produces required amount of punyam for a person to travel through shukla gatihi after the death, fall of the physical body, the given shariram, person can travel through shukla gatihi, always known as solar path, and reach the highest of the lokas called Brahma loka. There's no loka beyond Brahma, Brahma loka. What is beyond Brahmaloka is the very reality. beyond distinct from. So person reaches the highest of the 14 lokas where there's a possibility of attaining moksha. In other lokas, one has to go and return. Brahma loka, if a person reaches, then there it is possible to attain jnanam. How? It is not explained. This is how Upanishad Shastram says there being taught by Brahmaji. Taught by Brahmaji means how? You know, it's all like in dream. Anyway, Shastram says, because a non-verifiable matter for belief. But Shastram says, we do not doubt, we do not question. It is possible to attain moksha after going to Brahmaloka. There a person attains jnanam and then he attains moksha. Again, return is not there. That moksha, a person attains videha muktihi. Moksha attained after going to Brahmaloka is krama muktihi. Krama muktihi. Moksha is attained here in this world itself through shravanam and nidhyasanam. While living, a person attains jnanam. It is sadyo muktihi, jivan muktihi. After going to Brahmaloka, a person attains moksha. It is krama muktihi. So krama muktihi is possible only if a person goes to Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. And to go there, a person has to travel through a different path. And to be eligible to travel through a different path, to reach Brahmaloka, one must have abundance of punyam. And such amount of punyam is possible only if a person practices. Combines karma with upasanam. Karma upasana samuchaya phalam. That what is discussed here in this mantra. Okay. Let us see here. Upanishad mantra itself gives a beautiful example also. Let us see what example Upanishad gives, how it explains, etc. here. And again, how the jiva, when the paradha karma gets exhausted, as a result of the punyam a person has earned throughout his life, through his disciplined life, through his practice of meditation, combined with the performance of rituals, a person travels. Upanishad talks about some nadis. We know Upanishads, the Upasana Kanda, the Upasana portions, discussing the Upasana meditations in Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka, etc. Also, the something called Nadi East is talked about. And Shastram does state that there are so many, countless number of Nadis in every one. And the nadi is something inexplicably subtle. It is not available for perception. In the sense, it cannot be seen through physical eyes. It's something very subtle. It is not even like, it's not like some blood vessels are known to us. It's all objects of knowledge. Blood vessels or nerves are all known. So nadi is something not available for any dissection or anything. But Shastram talks about nadis. Must be much, much, much subtler, thinner versions of nerves like. Anyway, there are nadis. It is through these, so many nadis all over the body. But a specific nadi starts from above the heart, physical heart, and goes straight to the sahasrara, goes to the head. Through the back of the neck, it goes to the sahasrara, top of portion of the head. It is this nadi opens up for Nirguna Brahma, sorry, Saguna Brahma Upasaka, when he leaves the physical body. So all the jivas, Ajnani jivas, of course all of us have to leave after the fall of the body, but that departure can happen through anything. Only for the Saguna Brahma Upasaka, the jiva travels through the nadi. A specific nadi is called Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna Nadi Dwara Bahiretya. Okay, going out, it is then the Brahma Randhra, the hole on the top of the skull, gets open, becomes, it opens up, then the jiva travels through that, and there's a Shukla Gati begins from even from the top of the heart, and it, then jiva travels through the Shukla Gatihi. Shukla Gatihi is said to be solar path. The practitioners of rituals only travel through Krishna Gatihi. It is called lunar path or dark path. Shukla Gatihi is a bright path, solar path. So this karma upasamuchaya person travels through Shukla Gatihi, reaches Brahma Loka. But can anyone see this? No. Impossible to see. If it is possible to see, then we all would have tried. It's not at all possible. It's something very subtle. Very subtle in a sense. It cannot be known through any pramanam. Veda Shastra is the only pramanam for this. Veda says it is a fact. But we can't take it as a fact because it is not available for verification. It is a fact because Shraddha in the Shastram, we can accept it as a fact because Veda Shastram states. So it is not verifiable. Still, Veda Shastram says. Those who are interested can try this. But it involves earning the abundance of punyam. To be eligible to go to Brahma Loka involves much, 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 much greater effort than even attaining jnanam in this janma, in this life itself, here itself. Attaining jnanam here itself also involves great effort because one has to have focused, disturbance-free, pure mind. That involves great effort. Okay. Having the pure and steady mind involves great effort. Similarly, going to Brahma Loka also not easy. Involves much greater effort. Again, a person has to be clean. Must have a life of dharma. Then, of course, must have worked very hard to go to Brahma Loka. That is why, even in our day-to-day conversations, when something involves doing something involves great effort, elders used to say, it involves Brahma Prayatnaha. Brahma Prayatnaha means what? The effort in Brahma Loka Prapti, Praptyartham Yaha Prayatnaha Asti. Whatever effort is involved, tremendous effort involved in attainment of Brahma Loka, the same effort is involved in achieving something here. Then in day-to-day language, in the conversations, elders used to say, Brahma Prayatnaha. Means, oh my God, to convince him to do this work, it was a Brahma Prayatna, they'll say. Which means, why they say? Definitely, even going to Brahma Loka, attainment of jnanam there, attainment of Kama Mukti also is not an easy joke. But still it is possible. The Shastram talks about it. Okay. Okay, let's see the first the how Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces the mantra. Nirastasesha Visesha Vyapi Brahmatma Pratipatya Prabhinna Samasta Avidyadi Granthehi Jivataha Eva Brahma Bhutasya Vidushaha Na Gatihi Vidyate Ityuktam. Don't worry, I'm going to explain every word here. Atra Brahma Samashnute Iti Uktatvat. See, Brahma Samashnute means what? A person attains Brahma. Samashnute, a person attains Brahma, we already understood very clearly. Even though the word Brahma Samashnute means one attains Brahman, what it means is one attains Brahman in terms of knowledge. One attains the absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entirety of the cosmos in terms of knowledge as one's own self. That was already said. So attainment of Brahman in terms of knowledge, attainment of knowledge is the ultimate aim of the Upanishad. So enabling a human being attain the knowledge of Brahman is the ultimate aim of the Upanishad. Yes. But still, I'm going to see here. Nirasta. Nirasta. Asesha. Nirasta Asesha. Visesha Vyapi. Brahmatma Pratipatya. See, Brahmatma Pratipatihi means what? Pratipatihi means understanding, knowing. So now, Brahmatma Pratipatya means what now? By attaining the knowledge of the reality, obtaining as the Atma, obtaining as the nearest self. Brahmatma Pratipatihi. I'm reading, okay? Be with me. Brahmatma Pratipatihi means knowledge of the absolute reality obtaining as the nearest self. Obtaining as one's own self is Brahmatma Pratipatihi. Nothing but Brahmatma Jnanam is Brahmatma Pratipatihi. So through this Brahmatma Pratipatihi, the knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self, which reality? Vyapi, which all pervasive. The reality is all pervasive. All pervasive reality is what? Is free from all attributes. Reality which is free from all attributes, absolutely attributeless, nirasta visesha. Visesha. So being attributelessness, being free from all attributes is the unique nature of the reality. And the reality is all pervasive. And knowledge of the reality is, you know, Brahmatma Pratipatihi. So, Nirastha Asesha Visesha Vyapi Brahmatma Pratipatya means, through the attainment of the knowledge of the reality, the all-pervasive reality, is free from all attributes. Okay. Obtaining as one's own nearest self. Okay. To the knowledge. What's the benefit here? Prabhinna samasta avidyadi granthehe jivataha eva. Jivataha eva, even while living in the world itself, jivataha eva, living in this world, in this body itself, while living itself, समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथे प्रभिन्न समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथे फॉर अ पर्सन थ्रू दिस नॉलेज फॉर अ पर्सन हु हैज गॉट हिज गॉट द नॉट्स ऑफ द हार्ट सच एज इग्नोरेंस एक्सेट्रा समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथे प्रभिन्न समस्त विद्यादि ग्रंथे मीन्स फॉर अ पर्सन हु इज फ्री फ्रॉम द नॉट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस नॉट ऑफ द हार्ट सच एज इग्नोरेंस एक्सेट्रा वाइल लिविंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड इटसेल्फ फॉर हिम हु इज ही ब्रह्म भूत सच ए पर्सन सो प्रभिन्न मीन्स वन हैज गॉट द नॉट ब्रोकन इज कॉल्ड प्रभिन्न प्रभिन्न समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथे प्रभिन्न समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथि मीन्स इट्स एन एडजेक्टिव डिस्क्राइबिंग ए ज्ञानी द ज्ञानी इज द वन हैज गॉट द नॉट ऑफ नॉट्स ऑफ द हार्ट सच एज इग्नोरेंस एक्सेट्रा ब्रोकन प्रभिन्ना समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथयः यस्य सह प्रभिन्न समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथिः ज्ञानी वन हैज गॉट द नॉट्स ऑफ द हार्ट सच एज इग्नोरेंस एक्सेट्रा ब्रोकन ही इज प्रभिन्न समस्त अविद्यादि ग्रंथिः फॉर हच ए पर्सन ग्रंथेः जीवतः एव when living in this world itself and being alive in this world itself brahma bhuta has become also who is brahman himself a jnani is brahmaiva jnani is brahman himself they are to himself because for a jnani I sense is placed in pure knowledge the abstract reality jnani may be in the physical body jnani is also like any ignorant person jnani is also endowed with the body mind and complex still like any other jnani but because of change in perspective for him I sense is not identified anymore with the body mind and complex For him, I means absolutely abstract reality. For Ajnani, I means Anatma, body, mind, and complex. For Ajnani, I means abstract, formless reality, the consciousness, pure knowledge. Therefore, he is Brahman himself. Brahma Bhutaha. Such a person, who is he? Vidushaha, Vidwan. So all these are in sixth case completely. Prabhinna samastha vidyadi granthehe jivataha eva brahma bhutasya vidushaha. So for a wise person, who is Brahman himself in his vision, who is free, who has got the knot of the heart, chigas, etc. broken, For him, gati hi na vidyate. No travel is there. Gati hi nasti. Gati hi nasti means what? Oh my God, we pray for good gati. There's no gati for him. No gati hi. No gati hi means no journey, no travel, no movement possible. No movement is involved. Which means, Ajnani jivaha, Ajnani's mind alone, see, mind cannot be destroyed. Nothing can destroy the sukshma, subtle body. Nothing can destroy the antahkarana, mind. This inexplicably imperceptible, okay, non-interactable mind, when it leaves the physical body, mind is non-interactable. Mind is alive. Mind is very much there. The body falls apart. We cremate the body, somebody who dies. But the antakaranam which leaves the physical body, along with the reflection of manifestation of consciousness, what jiva? This jiva, mind alone is not jiva. Manifestation of consciousness alone does not become jiva. The mind, the manifesting medium, with the reflection of consciousness alone, is said to be what? Jiva. So this jiva leaves the physical body and cannot be destroyed. Mind cannot be destroyed by anybody. So mind continues to survive. Ajnanam, as ajnanam is there, mind will be there. The mind leaves, it will go and assume another body in keeping with the next set of parabdha karma palam. Again, after that, again it will go to another body. So we learned it. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. It continues to survive. This is called what now? Gatihi. Going from one mother's womb to another mother's womb. Life after life after life after life. Continue to be in this cycle of this beginningless, endless cycle of some births and deaths. Continue to be there. Going from one body to another body is called what? Gatihi. Travel. Otherwise, if a person is a upasaka, he can travel with avoiding going to other mother's womb, he can go to any of the higher lokas. Person is a karma upasana samuchaya. Samuchaya. If he is a person of karma upasana samuchaya, then this jiva travels specifically through Shushumna Nadi, Chukla Gatihi, reaches Brahmaloka, then attains possibility of attaining Kramamukti. Still travel is involved. So travel is involved for Upasaka. Saguna Brahma Upasaka has to travel. Okay? And a person who performs karma, rituals and earns punyam also has to travel. Any ajnani has to travel. Every ajnani has to choicelessly travel. The journey is in what? Leave this body and assume another body. Leave this world, go to another loka. Come back again. Such a journey is involved. Gatihi is. Gatihi vidyate ajnaninaha. Ajnaninam gatihi asti. But vidushaha. Vidushaha means jnaninaha. For a jnani, gatihi na vidyate. There is no travel. There is no journey. No more movement. Why? He is Brahma Bhutaha. He is already Brahman himself. To be a Brahman does not become Brahman. He is already Brahma. He knows for him his real nature, essential nature is Brahma. Knowing one's essential nature being this formless abstract reality is what? Being Brahma. Brahma Bhutaha. When he knows that what he is, then the knots of the heart, such as ignorance, etc. Ajnanam, adhyasa, adhyaropa, asha, karma, karma phalam, janma, everything comes bhinnaha, broken. Therefore, for such a jnani, vidushaha, for a jnani, gatihi na vidyate, there is no journey. What happens? He attains, he attains moksha in this very life itself. He attains mukti in this very life itself. Which means he takes ownership of the freedom. It's already there as one's own essential nature. He takes ownership of the fullness of happiness which is already here as one's own nature. So he becomes Jivan Muktaha. He is liberated. He is no more bound. The knot of ignorance being not there. He is free from doership and enjoyership. No more punya papam sanchita agami karmas are not here. Because he is free from doership and enjoyership. Because he has resolved his ahankara, wrong notions about the self, then ignorance being not there, there's nothing which can tie him to the body. Not being not there, what can tie him to the body? Therefore, mind resolves for good. So nothing can tie him to any body. Therefore, he is liberated, is freed from the bondage of karma. Here itself, for him gatihi na vidyate iti uktam atra brahma samashtute ityuktatvat. This fact has been already main subject matter of the Upanishad, which has been discussed before, by stating a wise person attains Brahma, he becomes free while living in this world itself. It was said here, where the 14th mantra of the third chapter, Valli of second chapter. Okay. Now, I'm going to next sentence, okay? Na tasya pranaha utkramanti. Na tasya pranaha utkramanti. Brahmaivasan brahma apyeti. Brahmaivasan brahma atyeti. Tasya, this is a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shankara Bhagavad Pada always presents Shruti Pramanam. Whenever he says something, immediately he'll quote a mantra from, relevant mantra from some Upanishad to state it is not that he wants to say that, it is not his personal view, it is the fact revealed by the Upanishad. What is the fact? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, the sixth mantra, fourth section, the fourth chapter, there's a mantra. Tasya pranaha na utkramanti. Tasya means what? The wise person's pranas, physiologic pranas, do not go above. Which means what? Pranas resolve. Na utkramanti. Utkrama, utkramati means goes up. See, for ajnani, for all ajnanis, pranas leave the physical body. We say, when the doctor also confirms the death of the person, checking the prana, whether breath is there. Only when the breath is the last thing to go. You know that. First, the sentiency goes, when the mind leaves, the person becomes unconscious. Still, he will keep the body. We won't immediately take for cremation. You know why? The momentum, the pranas have been functioning for so long from the day one, the time of birth. Okay? The pranas have been non-stop. They've been functioning, never stopped. Suddenly, when the pranas stop, when the mind leaves, pranas stop. So the stop means the pranas do not stop immediately. The momentum, it takes some time. The person is dead. Mind has gone. Still, pranas take some time. That's why you can see people sometimes, you can see the breath going up, slowly going up and down. The pranas also stop completely. Means pranas have gone up. Gone up means what? Just gone out. This is called prana utkramanam. Prana utkramanam. Okay. But for a jnani, pranaha na utkramanti. They do not go up. Mean what? They resolve here itself. All the pranas resolve because all the sense powers, 10 powers resolve because the mind itself resolves for a jnani. Why? This person, ajnanam is being resolved already. The ajnanam is no more there. It's ajnanam which sustains the mind. Because of the mind, all 10 powers and panas also sukshma, entire sukshma is sustained by ajnanam. Ajnanam is no more. The mind resolves. All physiological functions also resolve. Nothing is there to go up, no more journey, no more travel. Therefore, Brahmaeva san, being the very absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, remaining as the very reality itself, Brahmaeva san, being the very absolute reality, Brahma apyeti, the person attains Brahma. So being Brahman, remaining as Brahman is what? Attaining Brahman. Remaining Brahman is obtaining Brahman. Which means, there's no way of attaining Brahma. Being Brahman is attaining Brahma. Knowing Brahman is being Brahma. Knowing the absolute reality being one's own self is what? Remaining as the reality. Remaining as the reality is what? Attaining Brahma. There's no other way of attaining Brahma. So, tasya pranahana utkramanti. Saha brahmaiva san brahma apyeti. This is a very good statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Which means what? A jnani does not travel. This quotation is for what? This quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is stated by Shankaracharya to reinforce the fact, wise person, a jnani, who is not the performer of ritual, who is not the practitioner of meditation, but who might have done all those things only for preparing his mind, but who has attained the jnanam here itself, does not travel. There's no more journey. He remains as Brahma. Therefore, no travel. Why travel? No travel. The Brahma reality is all pervasive. Therefore, no motion is possible. No movement is possible for Brahma. Okay. This is subject matter of the main subject matter of the Upanishads. Shankara Bhagavad Pada reminds us. This is the main subject matter of the Upanishad. Okay. Now, whereas Ajnanis, even a highly evolved person who has earned abundance of punyam through practice of meditation or by performing rituals or combining both, still people, he is ignorant, still he has to be in this within the realm of samsara only. Of course, any Ajnani is in the realm of samsara only. Therefore, next sentence he says, na, okay, ye punaha manda brahma vidaha. Ye, those people here means, which those people who, relative pronoun, okay, ye manushyaha. I'm adding the word manushya, e janaha, those people who are not jnanis, who are not brahma vidaha, who are not jnanis, who are still ajnanis. E punaha, those people again, manda vidaha, sorry, manda brahma vidaha. Manda brahma vidaha means what? Brahma vidyaya mandaha. Okay, those who are very slow. Those are very slow in Brahma Vidya, in knowing the Brahman. Manda Brahma Vidha, Brahma Vidyaya Mandaha, Manda Brahma Vidaha. Those who are very, very slow in discovering, in taking ownership of the reality, in knowing Brahman. So such mediocre students, people who are not, see, Shastram does not say anybody is inferior, good or bad. Shastram says people who have yet to become qualified, who are not yet prepared for understanding or assimilating the abstract reality being one's own self. They are manda brahma vidaha, people who are slow, very slow in understanding, assimilating the nature of the reality being Brahman. It is the nature of reality being, nature of reality, one's own self being Brahman. Manda brahma vidaha. So manda brahma vidaha. Vidyantara shilinaha. Vidyantara shilinaha. Shilam means discipline. The word shilam has so many meanings. Shilam means discipline. The one who is given to the practice of discipline is called shili. Shilin shabdha. Nakarantaha pullingaha shilin shabdha. So, vidyantara shilinaha. What is vidyantara shilinaha? So, the people who are given to another discipline of knowledge. Okay. People who are given to the practice of another discipline of knowledge are said to be vidyantara shilinaha. Vidyantara shilam yesham te vidyantara shilinaha. Those who are given to the practice of discipline of another discipline of knowledge is called Vidyantra Shilinaha. People who are going to the practice of other discipline of meditation or performance of rituals, those people. Brahmaloka Bhajaha. Brahmaloka Bhajaha means what? See, bhak means one who takes part is bhak. One who participates is bhak. So Brahmaloka bhak is the word. Brahmaloka bhajaha, plural word. Brahmaloka bhajaha, Brahmaloka bhag, Brahmaloka bhaja, Brahmaloka bhajaha. So Brahmaloka bhajaha means people who attain Brahmaloka, who enjoy Brahmaloka, are Brahmaloka Bhajaha. And who are Brahmaloka Bhajaha? Anybody cannot go to Brahmaloka. Only Vidyantara Shilinaha. People who are given to the discipline of, the practice of the discipline of meditation, another discipline of meditation, apart from ritual, such people alone, Brahmaloka Bhajaha, who are eligible to travel through Shukla Gatihi and attain Brahmaloka, such people. They must be Vidyantara Shilinaha. A person who doesn't have any discipline, no Shilam, no Vidyantara Shilam means it is not possible for him to go to Brahmaloka. So, Vidyantara Shilinaha. There are also people of tremendous effort. Not easy. Tremendous effort. Still they are disciplined. They are given to a specific discipline of practice of meditation, etc. Such people. Brahmaloka Bhajaha. They alone become the Brahmaloka Bhajaha. I mean, they alone become eligible to enjoy Brahmaloka. Reach Brahmaloka. Such people, yecha tad viparitaha. Okay. Yecha tad viparitaha. And also, other people, the viparitaha, who are opposed to such people. It means who are not given to the practice of that intense practice of meditation or intense performance of rituals, etc. Tadviparitaha means yecha tadviparitaha, and other people who are not vidyantarashilinaha, who are not given to such practice of meditation, etc. Such people, simple ignorant people, okay, people of non-efforts, such people, samsara bhajaha, all of them, okay, people who are involved, who make tremendous effort of practicing meditation along with performance of rituals, who are eligible to attain the Brahma Loka or to any other Loka, and people who do not practice such meditation, who people who simply perform karmas, you know, having artha karmas are the ultimate goals, you know, such people, so tad viparitaha, all of them are, what now, partakers of samsara. What does it mean? Samsara bhajaha. Samsara bhajaha means they partake of samsara, means they are the people who continue to remain only in samsara. There's no moksha for them. Other than, except the people who go to Brahma Loka, or the people who go to any other higher loka, or who continue to live in the same loka, they're all within the realm of samsara only. Samsara bhajaha. They're eligible to be in samsara. Tesham eva. Only for such samsaris, only for ajnanis. Tesham eva means only for them. For them means for whom? Only for ajnanis. Gati viseshaha uchyate. So such a beautiful introduction. Okay. Gati viseshaha means the specific result of travel. The specific result of travel or journey being involved is said here, mentioned here, only for those people who are ajnanis, who are eligible to be in samsara, who continue to be in samsara. Okay, only for them, this gati viseshaha uchyate, the specific travel involved is discussed here. Prakrita utkrishta brahma vidya phalastutaye. Okay, now Shankaracharya says, why Upanishad is talking about this gati visesha? Why Upanishad is talking about the travel, journey of for those people who are in samsara? It's specifically for us to understand, to have aspiration for Brahmagyan. Oh, there's a journey involved. An ajnani who lives his life, simple life, okay, pursuing arthakamas, having arthakamas as goals, not having any interest in jnanam. If he includes dharma, he earns punyam. If he is not, doesn't include dharma, then he's earned papam also. So having earned karma palams, punya papa palams, a person continues to be in samsara. To exhaust the punya papa karmas he has in account, he has to be born again and again and again. This is a journey. If at all he earns special punyam, living strict religious life, earning abundance of punyam, person can go to higher lokas, enjoy the much better, higher comforts, comfort pleasures, very attractive pleasures Shastram talks about. Or if a person strictly practices the upasanam along with the performance of rituals, then he has specific travel. He goes only through Sushumna Nadi, not like other people to go in through some other way. Travel through Sushumna Nadi, goes upwards, reaches Brahma Loka, attains Jnanam, attains Kama Muktihi. Like that. But here, there's no effort, hard work. Better to attain Jnanam in this life itself. This life is very precious, very, very precious. Tamil is a beautiful sentence. அரிது அரிது மாடராய் பிறத்தல் அரிது. நடஜன்ம துர்லபம். ஹியூமன் பர்த் இஸ் வெரி ப்ரெஷஸ், வெரி ரேர். இட்ஸ் நாட் ஈஸி டு அட் புண்ணியம் ஆல்சோ மஸ்ட் ஹவ் ஹேட் அலாங் வித் தி பாபம் டு அசியூம் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பிசிக்கல் பாடி. Only in his human life, attainment of moksha is possible. The span of life is so precious, we should not waste it. We equally make the best use of this lifetime for our attainment of jnanam. Therefore, prakrita utkrishta brahma vidya phalam bala palastutaye. The attainment of this, the here Upanishad discusses in this portion, the end toward the end of this Upanishad, it talks about the specifically the travel involved for the jnanis who are in samsara, specifically for the glorification, stutaye, specifically for glorification, for glorifying the benefit of the Brahma Vidya, the exaltedness of the benefit of Brahma Vidya. Okay. How there's exaltedness of the benefit of Brahma Vidya. Why moksha is right now here? Because moksha is something which one need not attain. Moksha is the ultimate goal, absolute end, choiceless end. Choiceless end. If you miss in this Janma, you have to be coming again and again and again until you discover moksha. This journey cannot be stopped. Travel cannot be stopped. If you make the best use of this time here in this life itself, if you don't waste it, you can discover the moksha freedom which is already there as your own sarupam. Rupam of the absolute reality. So possibility is there. Lord Shiva can't afford to waste his time. Therefore, Brahma Vidya Palam, Brahma Vidya Palastutihi. Palastutihi, the glorification of the benefit, is always present in all these stotrams. You know, there's no stotram in Sanskritam which is present without Palastuti. Palastutihi, you have to glorify the benefits so that we'll be interested in doing this stotram, learning this stotram. Palastuti is always to attract people. Palastutihi is given means to attract the mind. It is like, no, suppose to attract the minds of the people who want to buy something, buy one, get one free. People will flock into the shop. Buy one, get two free. Oh, benefit is there. We always say, palastutihi is also like that. Palastutihi, glorification of the benefit of what? Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya palastutihi is important. For the sake of glorification, for glorifying the benefit of Brahma Vidya, which is the, what now? Exalted reality, which is the subject matter here. For that purpose, here, just to show the limitation of karma and karma palam, upasana palam, Upanishad talks about the, here, this gatihi, how there's a travel is involved on the part of those who are still ajnanis. Okay. So Brahma Vidya is what? Is the main subject matter of the Upanishad. So Prakrishta means the subject matter which is under discussion is Brahma Vidya. And that is Utkrishtam. That is the exalted. And for glorification of that benefit of the Brahma Vidya, the exalted reality, which is the main subject matter under discussion, for that purpose, here Upanishad talks about the travel, journey of the ajnanis after death. Okay. Next sentence. Kincha anyat అగ్ని విద్యా పృష్ట ప్రత్యుక్త. ఓకే, సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ సెంటెన్స్, నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ విచ్ ఐ రీడ్ నౌ, శంకర భగవత్పాద రిమైన్సెస్, రిమైన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? రిమైన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ది రిచువల్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ది డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ది వన్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్సెస్ మంత్రాస్ బిఫోర్. విచ్ మంత్ర? ది 16th మంత్ర. ఓకే, ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ 12th మంత్ర టు ది 19th మంత్ర. ఓకే, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, in 8 mantras. సో ప్రథమోధ్యాయే ప్రథమావల్యాం అష్టమంత్రేషు అష్టసు మంత్రేషు అష్టమంత్రేషు ఇన్ 8 మంత్రాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ దిస్ ది రిచువల్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ది రిచువల్ అండ్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రిచువల్ అండ్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ మెడిటేషన్. So all this karma and upasanam forms the subject matter of the 8 mantras from the 12th to the 19th of the first section of first chapter. So there the subject matter has been discussed already. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us, already we have studied, learnt this. So why Upanishad, towards the end of the chapter, why Upanishad discusses this again? Why Upanishad talks about the journey, travel? Because to make us understand the connection. Okay. It's been already discussed here. Kincha anyat agni vidya prishta pratyukta cha. This knowledge of the performance of a ritual which will enable a person earn punyam to go to higher lokas. This knowledge was requested by Nachiketas. He did not want knowledge for himself. He asked knowledge for others who wanted to enjoy that benefit. Okay. అగ్ని విద్య, అగ్ని విద్య మీన్స్ వాట్? నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్. ద వర్డ్ అగ్ని సమ్టైమ్స్ యూస్డ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ మీన్స్ ది రిచువల్. ద లిటరల్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ అగ్ని ఈస్ ఫైర్. ద రిచువల్ విచ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ ది కిండ్లింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సెట్ టు బి అగ్ని. సో అగ్ని విద్య means knowledge of the performance of a ritual, specific ritual, by performing which a person can earn punyam, with which punyam a person can go to higher lokas. Okay, this knowledge also was asked by Nachiketas. Prishta, agni vidya prishta, prishta means asked, was asked by Nachiketas. Pratyukta cha, and it was also replied, means what? It was taught also. Pratyukta means it was taught by Lord Yama. Agni vidya nachiketena prishta, agni vidya yamena pratyukta. It was replied, means what? It was taught by Lord Yama. And we saw in those mantras. Then tasyaha cha ఫలప్రాప్తి ప్రకార. ఓకే, ది రిచువల్ వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ అండ్ లార్డ్ యమా హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టాట్ వాట్ ఆల్సో విరాడ్ ఉపాసనం ఎక్స్ట్రా హి గేవ్. విరాడ్ ఉపాసనం, ది ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ అపాన్ విరాడేశ్వర అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ నాచికేతాగ్ని యాజ్ అన్ ఆలంబనం, ఆల్ టాట్ బై లార్డ్ యమా. Now, the benefit of, the attainment of the benefit, attainment of the benefit of the practice of such ritual and the practice of meditation was not mentioned before much well. So he again he says what? Tasyaha cha palaprapti prakaraha vaktavyaha iti mantrarambaha. So now this following mantra is begun. Mantasya arambaha. The presentation of the following mantra, the beginning of the following mantra is here for what? The method of palaprapti prakaraha. Palasya praptehe prakaraha. Palaprapti prakaraha. The method of the attainment of benefit. The method of attainment of benefit of that Agni Vidya should be somehow taught, should be mentioned. For that purpose, the following mantra is presented here. Mantra Arambaha, the beginning of this following mantra is, presentation of the following mantra is for stating the method of the attainment of the benefit of the performance of ritual, the practice of meditation. Agni Vidyayaha Palaprapti Prakaraha Vaktavyaha Iti Mantasya Arambaha Mantra Arambaha. Okay, Tatra, read the mantra now. Okay, what a beautiful introduction. Is it very clear now? Shatanchaika cha hridayasya nadyaha. Shatanchaika cha hridayasya nadyaha. Tasamurdhanam abhinistritaika. Tasamurdhanam abhinistritaika. Tayordhvamayan amrutatvameti. Tayordhvamayan amrutatvameti. Vishwanganya utkramane bhavanti. Vishwanganya utkramane bhavanti. Okay. Shatanchaika. See how when you're reading, don't break sandhis. Okay. Shatanchaika cha hridayasya nadyaha. Shatanchaika cha hridayasya nadyaha. Tasamurdhanam abhinisritaika. Tasamurdhanam abhinisritaika. Tayordhvamayan amrutatvameti. Tayordhvamayan amrutatvameti. Vishwanganya utkramane bhavanti. Vishwanganya utkramane bhavanti. Okay. We have read the mantra. Let us read, break the mantra first. Shatam cha eka. Shatam cha eka. Shatam cha eka cha. Hridayasya nadyaha. Shatancha ekacha hridayasya nadyaha. So, hridayasya nadyaha. Nadi singular. Nadi nadyo nadyaha. Ekaranta strilinga shabdaha. Therefore nadyaha. Bahuvachane nadyaha iti rupam. Hridayasya nadyaha. Shatancha ekacha. 101. Shatancha eka. Nadyaha. Shatam nadyaha. Then eka nadi. So shatamcha eka cha nadyaha. 101 nadis of the heart are there. There are 101 nadis of the heart. Heart means what? Nadis all over the body, thousands and thousands of nadis are there, it seems. We do not know because there's no way of knowing them or seeing them. No microscope will help us. Shatram talks about it. Okay. So, hatancha ekancha hridayasya nadyaha. Tasam murdhanam abhinisrita eka. Tasam eka murdhanam abhinisrita. Okay. Tasam, of those 101 nadis, which go above, which go from the heart. 101 nadis are pertaining to the physical heart. They must be going above the heart. Of all the 100, there are countless number of nadis all over the body. The 101 nadis are connected to the physical heart. And of those 101 nadis also, tasam, yeka, one specific nadi. Tasam yeka, of those 101 nadis, one specific nadi yeka, murdhanam abhinisrita. Murdha is what? Head. And murdhan shabdha, nakaranta shabdha. Murdhan shabdha. So, nam nam objective case, murdhanam. Murdhanam abhinisrita bhavati. Abhinisrita. Abhinisrita means what? Nisarati emerges out. Nisrita participle. Abhinisarati, nisarati means emerges out. Sarati, sarati, nisarati, abhinisarati is a verb. Emerges out. But participle is abhinisrita. Means has emerged out. Abhinisarati, present tense verb. Abhinisrita means what? Part has emerged out. What? Because stealing a shabda nadi, therefore eka nadi, tasam, tasu, tasam, among those, of those 101 nadis, eka nadi murdhanam abhinasrita emerges, has emerged out of the head. Has emerged out of the head with the literal translation. You can say it emerged, you can take it as a present tense verb. Abhinisarati. Abhinisrita iti kriyapadam, you can take it as abhinisarati. One specific nadi emerges out of the head means for the nadi to emerge out, there must be entrance. There's no entrance. So it is implied here. So it creates the opening, it emerges out. Where does it create the opening? We can say it goes upwards on this specific nadi is called Sushumna nadi. And this nadi goes upwards. Okay, to the back of the neck, it goes from the top of the heart, it goes straight, the back of the neck, it goes upwards. There's no opening there. So it must be opening this, breaking open the skull and breaking open the Brahma Randhram. It emerges out. So breaking open, that is implied here. It is not mentioned, it is implied. So this Tasam Yeka, the one nadi of the 101, known as Sushumna nadi, goes upwards to the neck and breaking open the skull, break open the Brahmarandram, emerges out, has emerged out, means emerges out. Okay. Now, Upasakaha. Tasa murdhanam abhinisrita yeka. Tayordhvamayan amritattvameti. Tayordhvamayan Amritattvam eti. So the taya. Taya means what? Taya. Urdhvam. Tayordhvam. Taya urdhvam tayordhvam. Ayan means gachan. Taya urdhvam gachan. Taya means kaya. Taya nadya. Taya sushumnaya nadya. Taya is equal to taya sushumnaya nadya. Through that specific nadi called sushumna nadi, urdhvam ayati, urdhvam gachati, goes upwards. So, urdhvam ayan, shatru anta shabda, going upwards, urdhvam ayan, going upwards, amrtattvam eti, going upwards, to the nadi which going upwards. So it means, what does it mean? Going through that nadi which goes upwards, the person attains immortality. Amritattvam yeti. Yeti gacchati. The person attains immortality. This is relative immortality. Going to Brahmaloka, then attaining mukti. Amritattvam eti, a person attains immortality. Katham amritattvam eti, ayan going, gachan. Kaya gachan, taya sushumnaya nadya, urdhvam gachan, amritattvam eti. So the person, which person goes? The body has to be dropped. The person goes, jiva alone travels. Jiva goes. The physical body is left behind. Nobody carry the body. Okay. The physical body becomes dropped here. Body becomes disintegrated here itself. Body completely disappears. No more physical body. It is like vacating the house and looking for another house. Okay. The person leaves. He leaves how? In subtle form. The jiva. And travels through what? Taya nadya. Through sushumna nadi. Which goes upwards. The person goes. We are going to see the bhasha. How he goes. And he reaches Brahmaloka. And there, being taught by, there attaining jnanam, he attains immortality, krama mukti. Who can go there? It's implied. This karma upasana samuchayavadi, samuchayavan. Karma upasana samuchayavan, you can say, or upasakaha. The person who combines the practice of meditation along with the performance of ritual, or specifically this upas, this meditator, who, see, this is not easy joke, okay? Practicing meditation is not an easy joke. This meditator, or a specific meditation, also. So many meditations prescribed. Virad upasakaha. Hiranyagarbha upasaka, virad upasaka, all upasakas who earn abundance of punya, mean who really have tremendous mastery of the mind, such people, still ajnanis. Said they only travel. That's why upasaka is implied here. The meditator or karma samuchaya, samuchayavan manishpurishaha, taya sushumnaya nadya, urdhvam gachan amrutattvam prapnoti amrutattvam eti, he attains immortality. The last sentence says, anyaha ut vishvam utkramane bhavanti. Anyaha utkramane bhavanti. Vishvam utkramane bhavanti. So, what happened to other ignorant jivas who are not given to the practice of the discipline of the meditation, etc.? Anyaha others, the simple people, Vishwam Utkramane Bhavanti. They remain in going upwards in all directions. Vishwang means Vishvak, means in all directions. They don't go upwards. They go to any other direction. When they go in any other direction, assume any appropriate, suitable body ordained by the Parabdha Karma Phalam. Bhagavan in the form of order. Anyaha Vishwam Utkramane Bhavanti. Is it clear? Mantra is over. Let us read the Bhashyam now. Should I stop here? No. I came late, 10 minutes. So, one more little bit. I had to compose 10 minutes. Shatancha. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada started commenting upon each word of the mantra. Shatam. Just Shatam alone he takes. Shatam cha. Shatam cha. Is equal to what? Shata Sankhyakaha. Shatam Sankhyaka. Sankhyakaha. Mean what? 100. Shatam is equal to 100 in number. 100 of what? 100 in number. Sankhyakaha. The nadis are 100 in number. Okay. Yekacha. One and one. What one here? Sushumna nama. So 101 nadis. Of them, one is what? Sushumna nama. The one nadi known as Sushumna. Purushasya hridayat vinisrita. One nadi known as Sushumna, one nadi by the name Sushumna, Purushasya Hridayat Vinisrita. It emerges out of the heart, emerges out from the heart, not out from inside of the heart, emerges out, emerges from the heart. Hridayat Vinisrita. So, Purushasya Hridayat Vinisruta Nadyaha. Okay, this 100 nadis, including the Sushumna nadi, emerge out from the heart. Emerge from the heart. Okay, Hridayat Vinisruta Nadyaha, Vinisrutaha Nadyaha, Vinisruta Nadyaha. Pratamatat Purusha, Vinisrutaha Nadyaha, 100 nadis emerge out from the heart of the man. Shirastasam. Tasa madhye. Of those nadis, among those nadis, of those nadis, of those 101 nadis, murdhanam bhitva. Murdhanam bhitva. Abhinisrita. Abhinisrita means what? Nirgata. Abhinisarati is equal to nirgachati. Abhinisarati is equal to nirgachati. So abhinisrita is equal to nirgata. Goes out. Sushumna nama. The nadi which goes out, breaking open the head, murdanam bhitva, bhitva, breaking open, having broken, okay? Bhitva, breaking open the skull, murdanam bhitva, breaking open the skull, that which goes out is with the name Sushumna. Only one nadi goes upwards, which breaks open the skull, which goes out is called Sushumna. It goes upwards to the head. So the nadyaha, nadi is also said to be shira. Whether it be na shiraha or nadyaha, for us it is not understood. Okay. Same meaning. We know another word for nadi, shiraha. Nadyaha shiraha. So what? Still we can't know. Okay? We can only understand Shastram says. Okay. Taya antayantakal. Taya antakale. Antakale means what? Only at the time of death. Antakale. Okay. Until the Pardha Karma Phalam gets exhausted, there's no way of escaping. Many people escaped death during pandemic, in spite of being physically very weak, and so they could easily gone. They escaped because Parabdha is strong. Very healthy people also gone. Parabdha is weak. Okay. So antakale, until the Parabdha Karma gets over, one cannot leave. At the time of death only. Okay. Taya. Through Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna Nadi simply is there. It is not used until the end of the, until the death happens. The Sushumna Nadi is there. For everybody it is there. Only for Upasaka it becomes useful at the time of death. Taya, Taya Sushumnaya Nadiya. Through the Sushumna Nadi, Antakale, the time of death, Hridaye means Atmanam Vashikritya Yojayet. Atmanam Vashikritya Yojayet. Sorry, Yojayet. Vashikritya Yojayet. Atmanam Vashikritya Yojayet. See, Atmanam Vashikritya means it is the mind. Vashikritya means take only the mind. Take only the mind means what? The complete, the function of mentation stopping, okay? Stopping all function of mentation and bringing together the very process of thoughts, everything together. It, the jiva leaves, which means what? The mind alone is taken. Mind alone, the jiva travels. What is jiva here? The mind, the manifestation of consciousness goes. Leaving the physical body here. Atmanam vashikritya. What now? Taking only the mind. So yojayati. See, when the mind goes, along with the mind, all the subtle powers also go. 10 subtle powers, then the physiological, all the pranas, the entire sukshma goes. Okay? All subtle aspects which a conscious subtle body go along with the mind. வட் ஆத்மானம் வசீகிருத்திய யோஜயத்து. யோஜயத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யோஜயேத் தயா நாட்யா ஊர்த்வம் உபரி. தயா நாட்யா த்ரூ தட் நாடி ஊர்த்வம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு உபரி. ஊர்த்வம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு உபரி. ஊர்த்வம் உபரி போத் ஆர் இன்டிக்ளைனபிள் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஊர்த்வம் அபவ், உபரி அபவ். ஊர்த்வம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு உபரி. ஆயன் கச்சன், ஆயாதி கச்சதி. ஊர்த்வம் ஆயன், உபரி கச்சன். ஆதித்யத்வாரேன, ஆதித்யத்வாரேன. ஓகே, திஸ் பிரம்மரந்திரம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ நோன் அஸ் ஆதித்யத்வாரம். ஆதித்யத்வாரம் பிரம்மரந்திரம் ஆதித்யத்வாரேன. சோ ஆதித்யத்வாரா பிரம்மரந்திரம் இஸ் தி ஓப்பனிங் இன் த ஸ்கல். வென் ஓபன் தி ஸ்கல் திஸ் ஜீவா டிராவல்ஸ் த்ரூ வாட்? ஆதித்யத்வாரம். ஆதித்யத்வாரம் இஸ் வாட்? பிரைட் பாத். Bright path is what? This is called solar path. Aditya Dwaram is called solar path. Solar path, the solar disk. So solar path is Shukla Gatihi. Bright path, solar path is called Shukla Gatihi. Traveling through the Shukla Gatihi, then Aditya Dwaram, again breaking open the solar disk also. Don't ask me how breaks in solar disk and all, okay? Shastram says we understand. Upasana portion, you just understand. The solar, Aditya Dwaram. So Aditya Dwarena, again, through the solar disk. So breaking open a skull goes out to the Shukla Gatihi, solar path, Aditya Margaha, Aditya Gatihi, Shukla Gatihi. Then Aditya Dwarena, again through the solar disk. I mean what? You have to make the way, piercing, opening the solar disk, it goes to Brahmaloka, thereby Amritattvam is equal to Amarana Dharmatvam. The person attains immortality. So here, Amritattvam is equal to Amarana Dharmatvam. The person attains the status of being immortal. Amarana Dharmatvam. So is it absolute eternity, absolute immortality? No, this is not absolute immortality. Surely apekshikam, surely relative immortality, not absolute, surely relative. Why it is relative? Because it is not attained here itself. Moksha is not attained here. Even there, the person has yet to attain jnanam. Going there itself does not make a person attain moksha. Reach it. He reaches, meditation helps him to reach Brahmaloka. After going to Brahmaloka, there the person has to attain jnanam. Even after going to Brahmaloka, he has attained jnanam. But there's a possibility of attaining jnanam definitely there in Brahmaloka. Thereby he can attain what? Moksha. He's called Krama Muktihi. In fact, going to any higher loka is also said to be relative immortality. Why? Because A person can remain free from the afflictions of this world for some time. Long, it's like a long holiday. Puja Swamiji used to say it's the longest holiday. A very long holiday. No worries about job, no worries about anything. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But you have to come back. Then you have better, you know, you have more headache. Having a long holiday, enjoying, have nice time, come back and have to again take up the same routine. Again, you become what? You have more headache. That's why it's only relative. Okay, it's not absolute. Why? Because if even a person goes to higher loka, sometimes has the whole until the whole problem happens, one will be there. Only at the time of problem, it is possible for him to attain moksha. Anyway, so now, in support of that statement, support of that fact, Shankaracharya says, "I am not saying." This Upanishadic fact is even reproduced in the Vishnu Purana. Abhutasam thamplavam sthanam amrtattvam vibhavyate. Abhutasam plavam sthanam amrtattvam vibhavyate. It is smritehe. All 36 Puranas come under the category of Smriti Granthaha. Okay, we have Shruti, Smriti and Puranas. Shruti Veda, Smriti, Puranas also come under the category of Smriti only. Why they have the status of being Smriti? Because Puranas reflect only the Vedic teaching. The elaborate stories, magnifications of the subtle facts, but still, they all refer only Vedic teachings. No Purana says anything against Vedashastra. Then we will not revere that. If anything states anything against Vedashastra, that will be rejected. All Puranas which reflect only Vedic teachings. But the facts revealed in the Vedashastram have been understood thoroughly, clearly, retained in the mind. Again, they are reproduced by the great saints, Mahatmas, in their own works, especially Vyasacharya in all the Puranas. Whole Vedashastram has gone into the head of Vyasa Bhagavan. He has thorough understanding, assimilated as teaching, and he has brought out those facts, subtle teachings in all his Puranas. Therefore, all the Puranas also said to be Smriti Granthaha. So here, it is Smriti, he Vishnu Puranam, it is Smriti, from the Smriti called Vishnu Puranam, the statement is here, Abhuta Samplavam Sthanam, Amrtattvam vibhavyate. Abhuta samplavam sthanam. Samplavaha, samplavaha means literally it means floating. Plavaha, samplavaha literally means floating. But abhuta samplavaha means dissolution, deluge, the total dissolution. Until the Mahapralaya happens. Until the Mahapralaya, Abhuta Samplavam, Sthanam, a place which exists until the Mahapralaya happens, until the deluge happens. What happens then in total deluge? Brahmaloka also goes. All the 14 worlds will go, including Brahmaloka. They dissolve. They will remain unmanifested as one Maya. And there will be only Brahma. absolute reality alone will be there, with this inseparable power of Maya, everything will go, including Brahmaloka. All the 14 worlds, losing their differences and everything, will remain unmanifested, undifferentiated as one power of Maya. The reality alone will be there, with this inseparable power of Maya, having all the worlds resolved in it. Okay? So, Abhuta Samplavam Sthanam, the Sthanam which exists until the dissolution, total deluge happens. Therefore, and residing in such Brahmaloka, residing in the exalted of the 14 worlds, called Brahmaloka, until the total deluge takes place, is said to be relative immortality. Vibhavyate is considered to be, Vibhavyate means what? It is considered to be immortality, relative immortality. Living in Brahmaloka, which exists, the sthanam, a place which exists until the total deluge takes place, is said to be, considered to be immortality. Amrutattvam iti kim vibhavyate, abhuta samplavam sthanam amrutattvam vibhavyate. Is considered to be amrutattvam. It's only residing is not mentioned. We have to supply the word, okay? Brahmaloka is the sthanam, place, which exists until the total deluge takes place. Abhuta samplavam, sthanam. But residing in that place is said to be what? Considered to be amrutattvam, immortality. So how long can be there, a person can be there? Until the total deluge takes place. How the Jivan Muktaha attains Videha Mukti after this, leave the physical body, or exhaustion of the Parabdha Karma. So also when the Mahapralaya happens, this Jiva in Brahmaloka also will attain Krama Muktihi. But I will stop here. We'll see tomorrow. Brahmanavasaha kalantarena mukhyam amrutattvam eti. Bhuktva bhogan upaman anupaman brahmaloka gatan. Okay, let me explain tomorrow. Namaskaram to all of you. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.